This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The White House announced new Russia-related sanctions this week on companies that have been funding the Wagner Group, the one, yes, in the news so much of late. It is the latest measure taken since Putin's invasion of Ukraine last February. So far, some 1,500 Western companies have come under pressure to quit Russia. About 200 have. They include BP, IKEA, McDonald's, and Starbucks. They have sold their Russia-based assets. In some cases, they've taken big losses, too. Meanwhile, oligarchs and others in Putin's favor have snapped up those assets at rock-bottom prices, which does kind of make one wonder, who exactly is being sanctioned here? From our European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Meet a Russian beneficiary of the fire sale of Western assets, a rapper called Timothy. The now proud co-owner of what was the Starbucks chain of coffee shops in Russia is a vocal supporter of his president. His song, My Best Friend is President Putin, clearly endeared him to the Kremlin. Unsurprising, therefore, says Mike Taylor of Oxford Analytica, that Timothy and his partner were first in line to acquire Starbucks' Russian assets.
You'd expect insiders to have a fast track. You know, if they're well in with the government, they're the people who tend to get their hands on these things.
The rapper snapped up the Starbucks chain of 130 stores for a reported sum of around $5.75 million, much less than the market price. But typical of what the Western divesting companies have been facing, says Maria Snogovaya of the CSIS think tank in Washington.
They're often forced to sell those assets at significant discounts, maybe 50% below the market price. As you can imagine, that's certainly highly problematic for the companies. Really painful.
McDonald's is writing off around $1.2 billion after selling its Russian restaurants last year. The French auto company Renault has suffered an even bigger hit. Jason Bush of the Eurasia Group consulting firm.
They sold their assets, which they had valued at €2 billion. Renault had valued them, sold them for 1 ruble.
That's about a cent. This is rather redolent of the looting of state-owned assets after the collapse of communism 30 years ago. That enriched the oligarchs and impoverished the Russian state. This time, the target of the plundering, says Bush, has been Western business.
Russia is reaping the benefits of the foreign investment it has received over many years. You know, the technology, the products, the quality, and it's now been able to sort of acquire that on the cheap.
But as Tim Ash of Blue Bay Asset Management points out, this is a short-term gain.
Longer term, I think the Russian economy will suffer because of less interaction with Western business, Western capital, loss of Western finance. It's another cost of the war in Ukraine.
So far, according to the Russian Central Bank, only around 15% or so of international companies in Russia have in fact sold their assets and pulled out. No doubt the huge cost of divestment at the moment is deterring many from departing. But staying put may not be risk-free. The Financial Times has reported that Putin has drawn up a secret decree allowing him to nationalize foreign-owned assets located in Russia. It's a bargaining chip, says Jason Bush.
They're basically keeping the Western assets hostage. They're basically sending a signal that if you confiscate our assets in the West, we will retaliate by confiscating your assets in Russia.
This apparently is Putin's response to suggestions that Russia's assets frozen under Western sanctions might be funneled into the reconstruction of Ukraine. The bottom line for Western business, Russia seems likely to remain a hostile environment for decades to come. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.